welcome to another edition of the 2 minutes, dos minutos podcast, coming to you from the Zeus Tech Studios. We're back again. I'm Michael B., along with my co-host Alf, and of course, our good friend producer Brian. He's here with us as well. And folks, this is, believe it or not, the 2 minutes, dos minutos podcast number 3 already. And
wait a minute, Mike. What are you doing?
What's up?
This is podcast number 3. You got to do it the way you do it at the games for the Miami Heat. Come on.
All right. This is podcast 2 minutes, dos minutos, number 3.
It deserves it, man. Wasn't that great, huh? Wasn't that fantastic?
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Brian even loved it.
It's great to be here for our third podcast, and the first two have been a lot of fun. We hope that you all have enjoyed listening to them. Don't forget, we want to be interactive with you. The best way to be interactive with us is on social media and through the web. You can reach out to us on social media. We are on all social media platforms. DosMin Podcast, DosMin Podcast. You can see us on the web at dosminpodcast.com. And if you're listening to us through the Anchor family of podcasts and the Anchor app, you can actually send us a voice message. Send that to us, and producer Brian may find a way to drop that into a future podcast. So you can communicate with us through the web, through social media, and by voice, all through technology. So we're really excited about that and about this episode of the podcast.
That's right. This is a fun podcast. This is podcast number 3. It's got to be special. Let's talk about the lineup that we have today. Let's start off with the Miami Dolphins.
Yep, the Miami Dolphins. That's been a topic that we have started the previous two podcasts with, and no reason to ignore them now. Some interesting things are happening.
Yeah.
I think the last time we met and talked on the podcast, there were a number of competitors that hadn't won a game at all. Since then, two of those made the mistake of winning recently.
Yes.
So they are kind of falling by the wayside. But the Dolphins have their hands full, Alfredo,
yes,
because they're coming up on a couple of teams in the schedule, just like them, haven't won a game. The battle of the Ophirs.
Yes, and they're not even trying to lose. They're just losing. I mean, Washington Redskins are 0-5 now coming into this game. The Miami Dolphins are 0-4. I mean, they got to lose that game against my Washington Redskins. They're not even trying. I mean, this is really bad. They're competing for the worst team in the NFL. And better yet, they want to get that first pick in the NFL draft of next year. What do you think, Mike?
Well, obviously we know that's what their plan is. We know they've got their eyes on the Alabama quarterback. We've said that at every podcast.
Yep.
In order to get him, you're going to have to get that first pick. And in order to get the first pick, you're going to have to finish the season with either no wins or maybe one win. And this, a win,
yeah,
as crazy as it sounds, a win by the Dolphins against Washington would be catastrophic.
That's correct. And not only that, but you have the Jets right after, which is they're also winless. And they got to lose against those. You know what I think? I think the Dolphins have to have a mystery disease or injuries that are happening so we don't have enough players to play this game. I mean, just let's lose the game deliberately.
Well, we're gonna watch it play out. I mean, it's going to happen here pretty soon, and we're going to be talking about it in the future. And so that's kind of our Dolphins update. But again, as we always talk about, a team that I'm very close to, your Miami Heat,
that's
the preseason
right.
has started, Alfredo.
Really?
We are into the preseason. The team looks good. It looks like training camp was very successful. We've got a couple of preseason games left. And so far, so good with the team. And we'll keep updating you. And as we get closer to the regular season, give you maybe a little preview into the Miami Heat.
Beautiful.
We're really happy to have as our creative designer, George Rendon and Design House Creative. And we're so thrilled to have him as a part of our show, a friend of our show, and now one of our fine sponsors. Be sure to check out George and all of his wonderfully creative stuff at Design House, house spelled H-A-U-S, designhousecreative.com.
Mike, going along with the first podcast we did, I remember you talked about your travel plans. You know, it was really...
Yeah, we traveled a little bit, and I think in that podcast what had really... what we talked about was all these animals that were showing up on airplanes. You got some other crazy story about
crazy.
Animals showing up on airplanes?
Absolutely. Yahoo.com came up with this story that a woman was kicked off a Delta flight because she boarded the plane without a ticket or her valid ID.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. So a woman is sitting on a Delta airplane.
Yes.
And she somehow got from the front door of the airport into a seat on the plane.
That's right.
Without ever showing anyone a photo ID or a boarding pass.
That's correct.
All right. We need to get this woman on this podcast.
That's right.
We've got to figure out how she did that, because if there's a way to do that, we've got to figure that out. We won't have to worry about TSA or anything.
That's right. She's amazing. Think about it. She goes through the line to get checked by TSA without a boarding pass or that's the first thing they ask for, is a valid ID. How did she do that? The second thing is they check you at the gate, and it should check your ID or at least your boarding pass. None at all. So how the hell does she get back there?
That is incredible, yeah. Alfredo. I can't even imagine in today's day, and we all travel. I mean, all of our listeners travel.
Yeah.
Imagine trying. I mean, you can't even get through TSA with an open bottle of water.
That's right.
Much less no ID or no boarding pass. Let me ask you this, Alfredo. How did they figure out she was on that plane without any identification or proper documentation?
Well, another person said, hey, you're on my seat. So she goes, hey, what? Then the flight attendant says, hey, where's your ID and where's your ticket? And she goes, she just shows her a picture of herself, and that was it.
She showed a picture of herself on her phone.
Yeah, that's right.
And tried to say, this is me.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, that's good enough for you, right? For the ticket and valid ID, right?
So if there was an empty seat,
yeah,
there would be no problem.
She would have gone.
She would have taken the flight without a problem.
Now, you know, that's an interesting point, Producer Brian, because if I'm that woman and I know what I'm up against here, I think I would have just said, I'm sorry, pardon me, wrong seat. And I would have just ping-ponged around the plane until, by luck, I found an empty seat.
That's right.
But so a woman says, you're in my seat, and this woman who has no boarding pass or no ID, she must have started some kind of commotion or something and said no.
No, that she just kept saying, this is my seat, and then they finally took her out of the plane.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, saying this, you know, he makes a good point. We should invite her to the podcast, and we're going to challenge Producer Brian to get her on the show.
Find her, Producer Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Find her. Producer Brian looking at us with this incredulous face, like, where in the world am I going to find this woman? But if we could get her on the podcast, that would be amazing. There's so many questions here. That's an incredible story in today's day of travel and security. It's got a big element of worrisome concern. Yes. But there's just too many checks that are there that she was able to get around that I can't imagine how it happened.
It's unbelievable. She was a magician. I don't know. I have no idea how she was able to do it. Now, speaking of unbelievable story, Mike, this one is a doozy right here. On news.sky.com,
uh-huh,
a Texas man robbed a bank to pay for his wedding ring and his venue the day before his wedding. Can you believe that?
So, wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute. So, a guy in Texas goes and robs a bank in order to get the money,
yes,
to pay for his wedding and for the rings,
yes,
which is going to be held the very next day.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's terrible planning on his part to begin with, right? The day before, I mean, you got things to do. I mean, you got the dinner, right? Don't you have the rehearsal dinner, and you've got other things?
What happened to his bachelor party?
Yeah, well, it's, you know.
I think we know where his bachelor party is going to be now. It sounds like that if we know this story, then I guess the authorities caught him. What eventually happened?
Well, he was arrested. You know, he was arrested because they caught him. And not only that, Mike, I thought he had great intentions, you know. Why start the wedding in debt? I mean, you figured that, hey, I need some money and I'll pay it back later. I mean, he had good intentions, Mike.
Okay, well, yes, his intentions are good. No one wants to start life with their beautiful spouse in a mountain of debt.
That's right.
But 24 hours before seems to be a little short-sighted.
Yes, needless to say, he never got married as far as we know. The wedding never went on.
Well, he never married her.
Right.
He's in prison now. He may have a prison
mate.
Spouse something.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Mate.
Yeah, ooh.
But
that's
not the one he was betrothed to that he was planning to marry the next day. My goodness,
that's
what
crazy.
What a story. That's Dateline, Texas, you said.
That's
from Texas. Okay.
Yeah, Texas. Of course, everything happens in Texas or in Florida, one of the
it's
two.
It's one of the two.
Yeah. And speaking of kind of like, we talked about the Miami Heat a little bit, right? And I got some news here on somebody that actually played for the Miami Heat back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he did something amazing on live television this past Monday on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's a popular show, Dancing with the Stars. Are you a fan of that show?
Yeah,
do you watch
millions
that show?
And billions of people watch that. I actually recorded and actually happened to see what Lamar Odom.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, Lamar Odom.
What did during the telecast of Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I have to tell you, I saw some highlights of one of the earlier episodes of Lamar Odom. He was dressed in all green and looked like the Jolly Green Giant. I mean, he was...
Absolutely.
For those of you who don't know Lamar Odom, he's almost 7 feet tall, maybe 6'10", 6'11", very thin guy. So here is this beanstalk of a looking guy dancing on Dancing with the Stars. And so that's to give you an idea of what Lamar Odom looks like physically. And so I guess something else happened after
on live television
show.
While another celebrity and his dance partner, or her dance partner, I'm not sure, I don't remember who it was, the TV camera was looking at them, and then at the side to the left, you see Lamar Odom adjusting, grabbing and adjusting his package.
Really?
Yes.
So you're talking about as the host of the show is interviewing some of these dancers, and the previous dancers are kind of lined up there.
Yeah.
So you've got a full shot. You're seeing the current dancers plus the ones that are being interviewed. There's Lamar, and he is down there fiddling with his Odom.
Oh, yeah. Odom and his junk and his you name it, he was just out there kind of doing his exploration down there. I don't know what the heck was going on.
Now, this is a this is a live show, so all of the things that you would think they could do because it's live, they can't. So you can't pixelate it out because it's live. You can't put an X over it because it's live. You're seeing it happen. Did the producer, like I know producer Brian would be on top of this right away, not necessarily on top of Lamar's Odom, but on top of this situation. Did the producer in the truck change the camera shot, or did you get Lamar in all his glory?
Oh, we got the whole glory. I mean, he was like going crazy at it. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but anyway, you know, I gotta admit that something happened in that broadcast, because then there was another shot, the same kind of shot with multiple dancers, celebrities, and so forth. They're interviewing, and he does it again, right behind them. So the first one was to the left. And on the second shot, he's right behind the dancers, and he's adjusting himself again. Can you believe that, Mike?
Well, it sounds to me like there's some kind of equipment malfunction going on there.
Well, or he's enjoying himself, one of the two. I don't know.
I don't know either. But it certainly seems like an unusual thing and probably uncomfortable for a lot of people to look at.
It was. You know, as a matter of fact, it might have been more uncomfortable for his dance partner, because he had not danced yet with his partner, and he's adjusting himself. And the last thing you want to do is being touched by somebody who's adjusting himself down there.
Oh, boy. I wonder if they've got hand sanitizer around on that set anywhere.
I would think so. And maybe,
if not, they probably do now.
Yeah, now they bathe in it, you know, kind of.
So let me ask you this question. Did you watch the entire episode?
Oh, I replayed it. And not only did I replayed that little section right there time and again to make sure I was either right or wrong.
You saw what you really saw, and you didn't imagine it, that it was.
Oh, yeah.
Who was eliminated?
Lamar was eliminated.
Lamar and his Odom.
Yes.
Both were sent
packing. And his friend,
And his package.
Yeah, packaging, his junk, you name it.
All right. Well, that's an unbelievable story, Alfredo. Do us a favor and keep monitoring Dancing with the Stars. You never know what may happen next.
That's right. I will, Mike. Don't worry about that. Hey, Mike, everybody wants to know, who powers your website?
Well, Alfredo, thanks for asking. It is ZeusTechDev.com. ZeusTech is who I trust my website with, voiceofmiami.com. We're here at the Zeus Tech Studios for our 2 Minutes Dos Minutos podcast, and producer Brian is the principal at Zeus Tech. Make sure you check him out at ZeusTechDev.com. Tell him the 2 Minutes Dos Minutos podcast guys sent you to him.
Hey, Mike, I'm really excited about our next segment.
What do you got for us?
Brand new.
Okay.
Brand new. You always make, you know, common things very exciting, like three, you know, 2 minutes, dos minutos, too many steps. You know, you go through all that. So what we want to do is do a Michael B. Challenge.
Michael B. Challenge.
A Michael B. Challenge. And that what that is all about is making regular, boring, common sayings or things that everyday life, that people go through everyday life, and then make it exciting. So what do you think about that, Mike?
Okay. I'm up for that challenge, Alfredo. Okay. What do you got for us?
Here's the Michael B. Challenge. Let's do a few of these.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can make these exciting. Okay. The first saying that I would like you to challenge you to make exciting. Pass the salt, please.
Pass the salt, please.
Yes. You know, that's people will be interested in seeing your announcement to make it exciting while you're eating dinner and say, hey, can you pass the salt?
All right. Let me see what I can do with that. Pass the salt, please, would sound something like this. Your attention, please. Would you pass the salt?
Beautiful. I love that. You see that? You see, Producer Brian, that was exciting. I'm going to use that, you know, when I'm in dinner with my family. I'll say, hey.
Your attention, please.
There you go.
Would you pass the salt?
Beautiful. I love it, Mike. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's only one.
All right. Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Of course there is with you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Here's the second one. And this is very important. This is everyday living, you know, and this is really important for every family unit out there that has kids especially. Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables.
Mike, if you can make this happen where it makes it exciting for your children or the children of our podcast audience to eat their vegetables and make it exciting for the children, they may eat their vegetables. And as a matter of fact, Michael, you did say that, or you did pass along this information to us, that 25% of Americans don't eat any vegetables.
You know, that's a crazy fact that we spotted and shared it amongst ourselves here at the podcast. 25% of Americans said they've never had a vegetable before. So maybe with the challenge, we can, as they say, eat into that number a little
bit. That's right, that's
right. Let me see if we can't motivate people to want to eat their vegetables.
There you go.
And now, open your mouth and eat your vegetables.
That's a winner, Mike. I'm telling you.
What do you think?
I love it.
What do you think?
I love it. I think a lot of, you know, soccer moms, soccer dads, you know, people that have kids.
Hey, you guys, man, pass the carrots. I don't think that we have enough carrots.
Oh, pass the carrots. Pass the carrots.
Yeah, remember the carrots episode?
I think it was the tomatoes.
The tomatoes?
Okay.
That was episode two, Killer Tomatoes, Producer Brian.
Yeah.
Producer Brian, you have to excuse him. He has been feverishly looking for the woman who was on the airplane.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's trying to track her down, and so he got a little confused on that. But that's all right. We love Producer Brian, and he's welcome anytime.
Okay.
We can pass carrots, tomatoes, whatever it might be.
That's right. And you can use the salt. Rather than the salt, you can just put carrots in there, too. You know, we'll just have Michael say carrots instead of, salt. All right, here's number three.
There's a third one.
If you want more, we can do more.
Okay.
No problem. And this is for anybody who's working in a fast food place, you know, and this is a common question.
Okay.
That somebody working for a fast food joint will ask their customers, do you want fries with that?
Do you want fries with that?
Yes.
So we need to make that enthusiastic and exciting.
Yeah, maybe they'll sell more fries if they do it in the way that you would do it.
Sir, if I could have your attention, please, would you like fries with that?
That's incredible, Mike. I'm sure anybody who's working for a fast food place right now is taking that segment and playing it in the drive-thru.
That's what I was going to say. Are you thinking drive-thrus around America replaying that? And by the way, if you'd like to replay that, you have the permission of the podcast to go ahead and replay that at your place of work, as long as you don't get in trouble for it.
That's right. And we're making that podcast official, right? We're going to make stuff that's podcast official. That's a podcast official.
That is podcast official. And You know, this is our third podcast, and it certainly is always fun. And being here with Alf and producer Brian is great, and we want you all to be a part of it as well. And just another reminder to get in touch with us. There's all kind of different ways you can. You can get in touch with us through social media at Dos Min Podcast, D-O-S-M-I-N Podcast, on all of the social media platforms. You can catch us on the web at dosminpodcast.com. You can also hear us on the Anchor app family of podcasts. And if you do go through Anchor, please use the voice message to send us messages, and producer Brian will possibly drop those in future episodes. And Alf, as always, it is a fun trip. We are sitting here going on a trip to who knows where, but it's always fun, and I hope our audience has enjoyed it.
I agree, Mike. I love this with doing this with great friends like yourself and producer Brian. And Brian, we'll pass you some carrots later on, so no problem.
Take care, everyone. We'll catch you on the next podcast.